You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. The question for this week: Dear Dr. Burton, why was it not considered incest when the children of Adam and Eve married each other? And when did incest become incest? Wow, this is a hot topic here. Now, of course, the question assumes that the children of Adam and Eve married each other. Now, as far as the named children of Adam and Eve, we know that the Bible only tells us about Cain and Abel and Seth. But we do know, according to Genesis chapter 5, verse 4, that they had other children. It specifically said they had other sons and daughters. But with the exception of Cain, as we read in Genesis chapter 4, verse 17, the Bible does not go into any detail about the marriages of these sons and daughters. And even with Cain, it doesn't tell us who he married. Now, if we were to look at the genealogical table of the families before the flood in Genesis chapter 5, verses 3 through 32, for instance, we will find that it's not only unique for wives of Cain, Abel, Seth not to be named, but if we were to look at the table, we'll see that the wives of none of the men in this table are actually named. Now, of course, when we go back to the case of the children of Adam and Eve, it would only be natural to assume that they did indeed marry each other if indeed they were to have some type of offspring. But we have to admit that the Bible does not say so. Now, of course, we understand relationships between siblings to be incest, and of course, in our society, these are forbidden relationships. And when we look at Scripture, we find that the first apparent incident of incest takes place between Abraham and Sarah, who, according to Genesis chapter 20, verse 12, shared the same father. Now, of course, this may sound reprehensible, but when we look at the ancient Near East, we find that marriage to a half-sibling was supposed to be okay. However, by the time we get to the law of Moses, the law is very specific and it condemns any relationship between anyone who shares the same parent, whether mother or father. And we find this in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 9, and also Leviticus chapter 20, verse 17. Now, as we get back to the root of the question, I guess the main problem right now is what could have happened. I mean, how did these offspring come along? Where did the grandkids come from? Well, we may have some answers in modern medical science. We do know, for instance, that there's such a thing as cloning. It's very possible that some of the earliest folk on the earth could have been cloned, you know, in some sort of supernatural way. It's also possible that there could have been some sort of miraculous birth, you know, as we find with the Virgin Mary or something. We really don't know. But anyway, what we can do is speculate right now. And since later on we do know there was a law against incest, you know, we shouldn't just assume that incest had to have taken place with the offspring of Adam and Eve. And then again, we can't, you know, deny that it could have happened also. But the truth of that is, we just don't know. We really don't know. Maybe this is one of the questions that we can ask of Adam when we get to heaven. You know, I intend to be there. Hope you do too. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org, or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.lifeheritage.org, from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations, which can be given securely online with your credit card or if you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.